Well, Tracy mentioned that she wanted to talk about life, and I believe that's a God thing. That's what I want to talk about is life, the path of life this morning. And I'm reminded as I think about that word life, I'm reminded of what God has told us in John chapter 1. Listen to these first few verses. In the beginning was the Word, with a capital W indicating deity. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through Him all things were made. Without Him nothing was made that has been made. In Him was life, and that life was the light of men. We know a few verses later that this is speaking of Jesus. Because a few verses later in 14 it says, the Word became flesh and made His dwelling among us. And so in Him, in this Word, it says through Him, through Jesus, all things were made. The things that you can see and the things you can't see. The spiritual realm, the physical realm. And in Him was life. And that life was the light of men. Later, when He was here and He was walking on the earth, He said two different times, I am the life. I am the way and the truth and the life. I am the resurrection and the life. Jesus is the life that we all seek. Though many times people don't know what they're looking for. But He's what we're looking for. Everybody's looking for life. Abundant life. Eternal life, fulfillment, satisfaction. We describe it in different ways, but everybody's looking for it. Everybody's searching for it. And Jesus is it. He is it. I want you to imagine for just a second a path of life. Because that's how the Christian life is. Once you do find the life, you don't have to look anymore. You're not seeking anymore. You've got it. You know it. But then God has the path of life. And that is to follow Jesus. Jesus has a path for you that God talks about in Hebrews 12. He compares it to a race and He says, the race that's been marked out for you. You have a marked out race. You have a marked out path for your unique life. And once it begins with Jesus, you're in death and you're living under the penalty of death and you're dead to God because of your sins and trespasses until you repent and give your life to Jesus. But once you do, you find the life, and then you're on the path of life. God has this path. I want you to imagine for just a moment a path of life, a narrow path, and you're just following Jesus on that path. And anywhere you veer to the right or to the left, that's the way of death and destruction. But there's so much that will entice you to get off that path. You may be going along the path and it might look pretty bad for a little while. It might be pretty rocky and there might be some areas you don't want to travel through and some things on the path you don't want to go through. And over on the sides, the grass might look greener. It might look kind of peaceful off of the path. But you see, that's Satan's lie. That's the way of destruction. When you step off the path, you move toward death. The wages of sin is death. God wants you following on this path, no matter how good it is, no matter how bad it is, to follow Jesus, the life. Let's look at how God lays it out in Psalm 16, this path of life. And notice, as we read Psalm 16, notice a few things that on the path of life, you will... And notice a few things that God, you might notice more than I share here this morning. But listen to what God is telling you this morning about the path of life that He wants you to be on and that He has you on if you've already repented and given your life to Him. This path that He has you on, notice some things as we read Psalm 16. Keep me safe, O God, for in You I take refuge. I said to the Lord, You are my Lord. Apart from You, I have no good thing. just in those first two verses, on the path of life, here's what you could say to the Lord if you're already on that path of life. You could say this morning through this psalm, on the path of life, here's a few things. Lord, on the path of life, you will keep me safe. There's some great things about the path of life. On the path of life, you will keep me safe. That's what we see in those first two verses. Keep me safe, O God, for in you I take refuge. I said to the Lord, you are my Lord. Apart from you, I have no good thing. On the path of life, Lord, you will keep me safe. God says that the path of life is a refuge, that He is a refuge. David wrote this psalm, and he's telling the Lord that, keep me safe, O God. It's a prayer. In you I take refuge. A refuge is a quiet place of protection. Imagine a refuge in a time of war, just a fortress, a protected place from the enemy. A refuge is a quiet place of protection that you can go and you can take shelter and rest. That's what God is. And so on the path of life, you can say that, God, keep me safe. You are my refuge. But as we look at Psalm 16, I want to look at it for you and I and for our perspective on what God might be speaking to us today. I want to look some at the unborn too. Think about the unborn a little bit. And hear those words. Keep me safe, O God, for in you I take refuge. Yeah, that would probably be their cry too. Keep me safe, O God, in you I take refuge. But you know what? They can't do anything for themselves. But we as believers, we are called to help the weak. Those who can't speak for themselves, they can't speak yet. They can't speak up. But you and I can. Keep me safe, O God, for in you I take refuge. Maybe the Lord is going to use you and use me to help answer this prayer for the little ones. I said to the Lord, you are my Lord. So on the path of life, you will keep me safe. And then notice also, on the path of life, you will keep me with. You will keep me with. You say, what? What are you talking about? Look at verse 3. As for the saints who are in the land, they are the glorious ones in whom is all my delight. David is saying here that the people of God, the saints, those who are on the path also with Him, those who are following the Lord, the people of God, they are the glorious ones in whom is all my delight. The people of God. On the path of life, Lord, you will keep me safe and you will keep me with. You know, if you're on the path of life, that is going to be a path with all of God's people. It's a path you travel together. It's a path where you are a part of the... That's why God says that this is the body of Christ. That we're all to be together. We're to be one. Christ is the head and you're just a part of the body. You might be a finger, you might be an arm, you might be a leg. But we're all one and we're to be together. That's why God calls it a flock. And we have the great good shepherd of the flock. And the flock, what, stays together. You don't let one wander off somewhere. You go and find that one. We're to be together, not off by ourselves. There was a pastor that had a church member that just hadn't come in so long. And this man just... got in a habit of not coming to church and wouldn't come. So the pastor went to visit him on a cold winter's morning and the man invited him in and he came in the house and the pastor saw a fire go in there in his fireplace and the pastor didn't speak a word. He just walked over to that fireplace and he got the tongs and he just got a burning log from that fire and he just dropped it on the hard cement floor there, and he dropped it on the floor there, and they both just watched it for a little while, and that log just died out. That flame just left, and it was just cold, and then the pastor left. And he got the message. He was back in church the next Sunday. It's not God's plan to be alone on the path. We're to travel together. So on the path of life, Lord, you will keep me safe. You will keep me with. That's why at 9 o'clock, you got to find your group of 12, so to speak. This isn't a good enough group for you. You can't raise your hand here. You can't share your prayer request here with this many people. You got to find your group of 12, or you can have that koinonia fellowship that God desires for you, where you can get close with people and share your needs and be praying for each other throughout the week and be burning together. Keep me with. We do that together. On the path of life, you will keep me safe. You will keep me with. You will keep me warned. On the path of life, Lord, you'll keep me warned. Look at verse 4. The sorrows of those will increase who run after other gods. I will not pour out their libations of blood or take up their names on my lips. There's a warning there. Don't follow any other gods. And you know what? You may sit back and say, I don't do that. I would not follow another god. I'll quit listening right here for a few minutes. Oh no. Any moment that you're not actively following the Lord Jesus Christ, you're off the path. You're following some other god. There's something else you're going after. There's something else that's catching your attention. There's something else that's catching your devotion. More than Him, because He wants you to stay on the path following Him. He wants to be your all in all. And the moment you step off and go after something else and seek something else other than the Lord, that's your other god. It might be a relationship. It might be a child. It might be, it could be anything, a spouse. It could be anything that you're more, a love, a passion that you have. It might be anything that you're more devoted to than Christ, that competes for His attention, that pulls you off the path. That's another god. When you put it in His place, first place. So keep me warned, Lord. And this is what happens. This is what happens when a young lady becomes pregnant and makes that bad decision. What happens? The path of life is before. But there's all kinds of temptations to do something different, to come off. Try this. Maybe this will help. Don't go any other way. There's the Lord Jesus Christ and there's His way. And then anything else is the opposite. It's not. On the path of life, Lord, you will keep me safe. You will keep me with. You will keep me warned. Next, you will keep me content. On the path of life, you will keep me content. Look at verses 5 and 6. Lord, you have assigned me my portion and my cup. You have made my lot secure. The boundary lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. Surely I have a delightful inheritance. Lord, you will keep me content. You see, David realizes here that the Lord has assigned all this to him. That the Lord has assigned everything in his life, the portion, what he has, the cup, his very life, the path of for him that Chris just sung about. That he one day he's going to become a king and first he's going to be a shepherd. And the path of life for David. He tells the Lord, you've assigned me my portion and my cup. You have made my lot secure. The boundary lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. Surely I have a delightful inheritance. And this is true of every follower. The path that He has for everyone is this. This is God's word to you and to me, to where you can say this with contentment. You see, if you're following the Lord Jesus in Him and Him alone, you can say this, Lord, you have assigned me the portion, my portion and my cup. You have made my lot secure. You've made the boundary lines fallen for me in pleasant places. I have a delightful inheritance on your path. Anytime I'm following you, Jesus, that's what I have. That's what I have. And you say, well, hold out on. What about when I mess up and when I sin? Well, look at the overall path. Neil just prayed about it. God says, for those who love Him, He'll take all things. Your sin, your failures, everything. If you've had an abortion before, whatever. He'll take all things and work them together for the good of those who love Him and are called according to His purpose. Somehow, He'll use it all for His glory and for the good of everybody around. If you're on His path, if you're following Him, if you love Him. And so you can always say this no matter what you're going through. Lord, You've assigned my portion and my cup. On the path of life, Lord, You will keep me safe. You will keep me with. You will keep me warned. You will keep me content. And finally, You'll keep me guided and joyful. You will keep me guided and joyful. Look at verses 7 through 11. I will praise the Lord who counsels me. Even at night, my heart instructs me. Now, I tell you what, just hearing Tracy's heart, wow. I'd love, that's crazy, but if I was a young woman or whatever, I'd love to be counseled by her. How much better than Tracy counseling you is this? I will praise the Lord who counsels me. How'd you like for Him to be your counselor? He is if you're on the path of life. He's your counselor. I will praise the Lord who counsels me. Even at night, my heart instructs me. Even when it's dark and I can't seem to find the way, at night, my heart instructs me. God is continually guiding you if you're on the path, if you're following Him. He's continually letting you know where the path is. He's continually guiding you. Even at night, my heart instructs me. I have set the Lord always before me because He is at my right hand. I will not be shaken. Therefore, my heart is glad and my tongue rejoices. My body also will rest secure. Look at verse 9. My heart is glad and my tongue rejoices. That reminds me of Psalm 37. God says, delight yourself in the Lord and He will give you the desires of your heart. Right there. I've set the Lord before me. He's always at my right hand. I will not be shaken. My heart is glad and my tongue rejoices. Delight yourself in Him. Delight yourself in Him. What does that mean? I read that verse the other day on one of my kids' little scripture candy or something. Christian read it to me when we were going to the pool and he read his candy or whatever. And the Lord really spoke it to me later on that day. I thought, what do I delight in? And sad fact is cheese fries at Outback. And I started thinking about it and I was like, what is that? How do I delight in them? Well, I start thinking about them and I'm like, man, I can't wait to get some of those. And I think about what they look like and what they taste like. And then I make a way to see if I can get there and get some of them. Well, that's what it means to delight yourself in the Lord. Well, start thinking about Him, how great He is, how wonderful He is, how you can't wait to partake of Him. He's the bread of life. You just want to have Him and you're going to make steps to get to Him and you just need Him. And you start delighting in Him. He'll give you the desires of your heart. He wants you to live that way. He keeps you guided. It says, because... therefore, my heart is glad and my tongue rejoices. My body also will rest secure because You will not abandon me to the grave, nor will You let Your Holy One see decay. He doesn't abandon any of His children to the grave, even the unborn. He's with them. They are with Him. You have made known to me the path of life. There it is again. He's guiding you continually. He'll make that path known to you. You will fill me with joy in Your presence, with eternal pleasures at Your right hand. And it's a path of joy and pleasures following Him. Let's pray together. Father, we do thank You, Lord, for this path of life that You have for every person here. Oh, Lord, if there's somebody here who is not even on that path yet, Lord. Maybe there's someone here who has not repented of their sins and put their faith in You to begin the path, Lord. Help that person, Lord, right now to call to You and to say, Lord, I need You. I want to be on Your path, but I know I'm a sinner. I know Your Word tells me, You tell me in Your Word that I've sinned against You. The penalty is death and hell. But Lord, I believe, as Your Word says, that You went to the cross and You took my punishment for me. You paid for all my sins on the cross. You, God in the flesh, You died for my sins. You were raised from the dead. And I believe all of that. And I trust in you to save me from my sins. Have mercy on me. I repent. I turn to you. I give my life to you. I want to be on your path now. I want to follow you. Father, thank you for saving that one, Lord, putting that one on your path. And Lord, as we have a song in a moment, Lord, help them to follow you on that path and step out of that seat and come walking down the aisle to share that they are now on the path of life, to share with your people, to be with your people. Help them, Lord. If there's someone who needs to join this church, you're telling them to be with your people and that this is the place for them. Lord, let them come forward as Chris leads us in this song, Lord. And Lord, for all of us here, Lord, thank you for the path of life that once we are following you, once we've given our lives to you, that we are on the path. And Lord, keep us safe, keep us with, keep us warned, keep us content, and keep us guided and joyful. And we thank you that that's your promise to us. May we experience it. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.